Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Melise, and we're from Silver Spring, Maryland, and our son Colin is treated at Johns Hopkins Children's Center.
Our son Colin was diagnosed very early with cystic fibrosis, a genetic disease that causes some abnormal developments in the lung and can be associated with chronic illness. Certainly not what you want to hear when you're a new parent that your kid has a rare disease. We were directed to go to Johns Hopkins Children's Center, the most integrated and among, you know, the best. Colin didn't have the easiest year. He suffered a lot from bronchiolitis, and then he was diagnosed with a rare spinal cancer. This was a very rare tumor and one that was very aggressive. I couldn't stop the rain when the hurricane was coming. I couldn't keep the pace with a runaway train going off the tracks. Looking back, it's hard to watch the poison take control when you don't have the antidote. Over 10 months, we were admitted about 30 times. We probably spent more time at children's oncology floor than we did at home as a family.
He was doing really well by the end of, by summer of 2024. And then he was diagnosed in June of 2025 with treatment-related leukemia due to his prior chemotherapy. But he's underwent a bone marrow transplant. Matt was the donor. Quite nice to be at Hopkins Children's for that, I would say, because they're some of the pioneers in stem cell transplant. And so we were able to go from diagnosis to transplant quite quickly since they didn't have to look for a donor.
I don't really know how to describe the sensation of just being there with an uncertain cancer, giving your son chemotherapy, trying to keep him calm, everything that kind of goes on as part of that process.
But he's doing much better.
Hospital and your child has cancer, you're just trying to bring any aspect of normalcy to their life so they can still be a child. Seeing how many toys have been donated for people to pick from to just try and make that a little more special. Those are the things that really I kind of look back with thanks.
Our hopes for Colin's future is a happy, healthy life where he's able to be his best self.